Extremely local news now sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, are they finally going to do something with the old Congress Theater on Milwaukee Avenue?
Good morning, Bob. It sure looks like they are. This is great news for the Logan Square neighborhood. Congress Theater, it's been sitting empty for almost 10 years now, which is hard to believe, but it was really a wreck. I remember being in there towards the end, and it really was kind of falling apart. But there's a deal in place for a group called Bomb Revision, which has done some restorations of other famous buildings in Chicago. They're hoping to get in there and start the renovation that had been approved and then it fizzled a couple years ago. That's where, you know, the alderman in the area, Daniel LaSpada, gave our Mina Bloom the scoop on this story. He's been in talks with Bomb Revision to get this project rolling. The original project that was approved in 2018 would have been a complete restoration of the nearly 100-year-old theater. There would have been a hotel built next door, affordable apartments in the building itself, retail, the whole nine yards. So looks like it's going to be on. There's some things to get into place. They need to go back to the community to talk about any changes to the plan. But it was almost about a $70 million plan. These things are never cheap when, you know, when a 100-year-old building is in place. But it'll be cool. You know, it could be a music venue. It could be lots of different things. But they're going to try to get it back on its feet.
Well, it was quite an ornate movie palace back in its day. In the 20s, it was built, right? And Chuck Berry played there, Jerry Lee Lewis. And it's been vacant now for, what, 8 or 9 years, something like that?
That's right. And it's really a gorgeous building. I mean, the bones are all there. The roof has needs some serious work. But, you know, it was hosting concerts as long as, you know, within the past 10 years or so. So it's not, you know, it's not quite like the Uptown, which has really been vacant now for decades and needs much more than $79 million. But that's another one we've got our fingers crossed that they can get they could get moving on the restoration of that one as well.
We'll keep our eye on the Congress there at 2135 North Milwaukee. Up in Andersonville on the north side, this is a good story because local performers, music venue workers have really been struggling, and help is on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've talked a lot in the past year just about how the music venues and the musicians and the workers at these venues all around the city have been struggling. Revenue cut to practically zero for the venues. There's been a group working all year. It's called the Chicago Independent Venue League to raise money, to lobby Congress, to really just bring all of these groups together. One of the efforts was an album. They brought together a bunch of local bands, and they made an album called Situation Chicago. And it raised $35,000 that went straight to the venues. It was so successful that they're doing a second one. It's just being released. It's online right now, but it's going to be available on vinyl pretty soon as well. It's called Situation Chicago 2, and it rounds up, like I said, just a bunch of local bands performing new songs on it, and they're hoping it's as successful as the first one. They're selling it at situationchicago.com. We've got links to it as well at blockclubchicago.org.
And let's talk a little bit about what's happening on the south side, this mobile boardwalk.
Right. This is something that we'll have to check out when it gets in place. This is the Greater Chatham Initiative, which was one of the city groups to get approved for some grants from the city to build outdoor spaces for the summer, just a way to get people out and to actually boost some of the local restaurants. In Chatham, there are definitely some outdoor seating areas, but this is going to be able to expand it. What they're calling it is a mobile boardwalk. It's going to be a series of wooden stages that they can move around the neighborhood. They said they can line them all up along boardwalk. They could make a square. They could make all different sorts of things, and they're going to try a bunch of the configurations. In the streets, in parks, they're going to use it for concerts. They're going to let restaurants use them. Right now, they're planning for bringing them to East 75th Street, 79th, and 71st this summer. So, it's called the Chicago Alfresco effort, just to help local businesses and to give some folks some places to go and get reacquainted with their local businesses.
Sounds like a great idea. There's more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Talk to you tomorrow.